Hey, gals and guys, this is Pastor Benj, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I hope and pray today's podcast topic challenges you to ponder, pray, and prepare yourself for whatever life brings your way. Okay, so I've heard many, many variations of how to know God's calling on your life. And while this is clearly important to understand, we also have to be careful to understand the difference between a personal calling versus a team calling. And for the purpose of this discussion, I'm referring to team in the broadest sense. So team could be a family team, or a business team, or a ministry team. So a personal calling is about who the Creator designed us to be, while a team calling is about the purpose of the team. I'll say it again. A personal calling is about who God created us to be. A team calling is about the purpose of the team or the program. So as an example, for me, God gave me a brain, albeit a little brain, and He gave me a temperament and a passion to help organizations get crystal clear on their purpose, their people, processes, and performance. In just about every role or job I've ever had, I naturally think about what can be done to ensure the team achieves its purpose at the highest possible level. However, if I'm not careful, I will let my personal calling dictate and drive the team's calling or purpose. And I think many leaders and even some pastors think their personal calling should be the sole driver of the organization they lead. And this just is not true. So let me clarify my point with a hypothetical example. Let's say the CEO of the Coca-Cola company absolutely loves blue Powerade. He loves it so much that he allocates the majority of the organization's resources to promoting and distributing blue Powerade throughout the world. Well, of course, this makes no sense whatsoever. Yet I see this exact example play out over and over again in families, in ministries, and in business. If a leader believes consciously or even subconsciously his or her personal calling should drive the calling of an organization, then that organization's purpose, people, processes, and performance will suffer greatly. God created us in a certain way, and through our experiences, He helped to further craft and strengthen our unique skills and talents. This is who He created and crafted us to be. And we should use our personal calling to help a team or many teams to achieve their purpose, not the other way around. Meaning the team is not in place to help me or anyone else achieve their personal calling. The team is in place to achieve something so much greater than any one individual's calling or purpose. Even Jesus was focused on achieving a God-ordained purpose, which was, of course, to provide all of humanity a path to reconnect with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit through a perfect Savior. Jesus died a sacrificial, painful death in complete submission to the purpose of enabling mankind to have a relationship with God the Father. So, do you know who God created you to be? Maybe your strengths are like mine and you love to organize people and processes. Or maybe you're like Pastor Chuck and you love to come up with really great and really creative ideas. Or maybe you're not even sure. So your task is to first figure out who and what God created you to be, then figure out how you can use those strengths to help your family and your ministry or your business achieve their purpose. All right, everyone, I hope this was helpful. And thanks again for tuning in to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. And as always, Chuck, Bobby, and I, along with the rest of the Sugar Hill Church's leadership team, look forward to seeing you guys all this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I pray the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. God bless.